Okay. Once again, three questions to ask yourself, if you will. How free do you want to be? Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Where do you want to spend eternity? My name is Sadiq, and by God's grace, I am a recovered alcoholic. And once again, I'd like to thank God for everything that has happened to me and allowing me to be here and sober right now. Recapping, as the steps were passed on to me, there's something that, or some principles that I have in my life today. And the third one of those principles are never assume. So I'm going to ask the question. When I share on, because in the beginning, we talked about the first printing of our big book. The doctor's opinion was on page one. So, and the reason I did that, it should be documented. The reason I did that to show that our fellowship, and when I say our fellowship, I'm talking about all of we who are recovered from alcoholism, has grown from that first title page, which says, Alcoholics Anonymous is the story of how more than 100 men have recovered from alcoholism. That's in the first edition. It now says, Alcoholics Anonymous is the story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. That's how it's grown from. You'll find it. I'm going to ask a question. Has anybody in here had all 12 steps passed on to them other than in the third or the fourth edition? Okay. So when I speak about our big book, I'm talking about the third and fourth edition. And the reason I'm saying that right now, because when I have pages that I'm going to share, call out that you want to may take back and reference, that's in the third and fourth edition. So you won't have any problems looking at that. If you don't have a sponsor, and I say that because I'm a member of AA, and in AA there's a lot of persons walking around here without sponsors. And this is what's most important about steps 8 and 9, to have a sponsor. It's very important to have a sponsor in your life for some guidance on that. Hopefully you had a sponsor in steps 1 through 7, but particularly steps 8 and 9. So as the steps were passed on to me, and I'll ask you, because we've gotten to step 6, this is something that was passed on to me through a line of sponsorship, and if you don't mind, all who care to, please repeat after me. I thank you, God, for what you've taken away from me.
Thank you, God, for what you've taken away from me.
I thank you, God, for what you have left me with.
Thank you, God, for what you have left me with.
But more importantly, I thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For what I have.
For what I have.
Right now.
Right now.
Okay, steps 7, 8, 9. I kind of shared on step 7 last week because 6 and 7, as I was brought to and through, and you can find the word through on page 96 in the fourth edition because there's some content. I take them, I don't go through them. But I stay out of the debating society. Because I was able to take a proper second step. That's important if you want to grow, if you want to get down to step 10, as it says, our next function is to grow, continue to grow in understanding and effectiveness. And the understanding is I ain't got to debate nothing with anybody about this. This is God's job, not mine. My job is to pass it on. That's what my job was put on to me by a sponsor. Now, the original how it works, step 7 says, humbly on your knees, ask him to remove your shortcomings. I'm, you know, kind of paraphrasing that. But now it says, humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. And how do I do that? By humbly asking him to remove my shortcomings. It's not rocket science. And the difference between a character defect and a shortcoming, anybody know? Twiddly D, twiddly dumb, right? If I have a character defect, that is a shortcoming. If I have a shortcoming, it is a character defect. So in that step, step 7, and also that number 7, you've heard of this seventh heaven. May have heard that somewhere. No? I got to find God in heaven. And where's heaven found? Usually right inside of me. Because if I'm in fit spiritual condition, that's heaven. But if I'm not, that's hell. Not only for me, for those around me. So that's why I have to ask God humbly to remove that shortcoming. Because once again, as I stated, I believe I said it last week, if I go around playing God, I usually have to end up on my knees praying to God. And here comes the amends. So, steps 1, 2, and 3 are admission and submission. 4 through 7. 7 is still a confession step. And my 8th step, which I'm blessed to do, I was blessed to do a 4th step. And it's kind of sort of after this 7-step prayer. You'll see that on page 76. That's why 6 and 7 kind of go together, because it says when we are willing, here comes the 7-step prayer. And I'm not going to say it or recite it. You can say that and have a personal experience of your own with it. I'm not up here to give anybody an experience. I'm up here to share that an experience is what you will have if you are willing to do this work. That's a guarantee. It really is. And I hope you find that guarantee and you live with it. That's my hope, as we share our experience, strength, and hope. That's my hope. So, once again, you'll see that 7-step. And it says, now we have taken the 7-step. That's why they kind of sort of go together. Now it says, this brings us to steps 8 and 9. And you'll see on the bottom of that, my sponsor showed me the bottom of that page. It says, remember in the beginning, we agreed in the beginning, we would go to any lengths for victory over alcohol. That's the first agreement in AA. I must have this. Read that in the preface. I must have this. Where can I go to get it? You'll find those words in chapter 2. Seek it out. You'll find it. Seek it out. You'll find those words in there. And what that means is that everything and anyone, people, places, and things, institutions, that I harmed or harmed me, I have to do real, real work with repairing that bridge, not to life, to a new way of life, that bridge that leads me to a new way of living, a whole new way of living. So, and you can also find that on page 99, and on page 99, the second paragraph, it talks about, you know, making those repairs right away, or we might go on another spree. Check it out. And before that, page 98. And why is page 98 important with steps 8 and 9? Because that's chapter 7. Well, here, look. And I was taught, I'll say it again, when I open one page of the big book, I open them all. They're not exclusive. They're inclusive, because I don't know about you, when I took one drink, I couldn't stop. So I have to have the whole solution. And it says on page 98, and that idea was burned into my consciousness, burned into the consciousness of every man or woman, that he can get well, regardless of anyone, based upon one condition. Some people believe it's two conditions with this statement. Trust in God and clean house. Trust in God and clean house. Okay. Once again, this is a house cleaning. Because it goes back to, there is one who has all power. That one is God. In the original manuscript of how it works, it says, you must find him now. So I must find him now, because he's deep down within me. That is where he may be found, once again. But I have to get all that clutter that's blocking me from God. And not your concept of God. Concept of God that I'm blessed to have. You'll find out that is how the early persons recovered. Show you how they developed that personal relationship with their Creator. So now, step 8. It comes out of step 4. In my experience, it came out of step 4. Everybody, every person, place, or thing I had a resentment with, or I did something that I needed to repair by the grace of God to get well, was on that list. And I had a sponsor to tell me that. Now, I don't know if I shared last week, but I'll share it now in step 4. There were some great things about me also. It just wasn't negative stuff. So that's a real, real benefit to move on to realize that I wasn't an evil or despicable person. I was a sick person. That's why. What does the word sick mean? It denotes I can get well. If I'm an evil person, I'll just wipe me out. You know, I don't have to get well. Put me in the gas chamber. But if I'm a sick person, chance for me to get well. One goes with the other. Don't have to stay sick. By the grace of God, He's allowed that not to happen right now. So, I'm making a list. I'm checking it twice. Find out where I've been naughty and not nice. And I ain't going to call Santa Claus. You know? This ain't no fantasy. And not that I'm saying he is. But, you know, that's an outside issue. This list is very important because, I don't know about you, I wanted to get right with the world. The way I got right with the world was getting right with God, and I can't say I love God and I don't love who He made. As it says in the 12 and 12, this is, we're coming out from being in isolation. You know? It's about being around others. Being around others. And I'm learning again what my real purpose in life is to be a fit spiritual condition. As it says, our real purpose is to fit ourselves to be of maximum service to God and the people about us. And that's the truth, and that's a guarantee, and that's a promise. If I'm in fit spiritual condition, I can be of maximum service. If I'm not, I can be of maximum service to chase people away from me and chase all types of great and wonderful happenings that God has in store for me. And I can do that. Yes, I can, because I'm playing God. Now, I don't know about you, but God has shown me in my life, when I have ever played God or do play God, He lets me know that He is He and I'm not Him, and He is one who has all knowledge and all power, and I better find Him right now. So that list is important for that, to continue to grow. And that list was, when I first was blessed to do a fourth step, my family showed up on the top of that list. By the grace of God, He knew what He was doing. And my sponsor giving me that direction, because most of my family have passed on to the next life. As they say, the nucleus. My father, my mother, well, my older sister, I had to do amends with her. That's in the ninth step, out of the graveyard. And my brother. Matter of fact, yesterday was the sixth anniversary of him passing away on August 1st of 2005. And that's another thing about being in Lynbrook, that those who are close to me, who know me, that my oldest child is buried at St. Charles, and it's something when you see a coffin that's smaller than your shoe and put in the ground. My brother is buried at Pine Lawn Memorial, and my father, mother, and older sister are buried at Pine Lawn National. It's a little bit more than me sharing in the meeting, which is great. There's some spiritual stuff right here in this town. And I visited those graves and did amends on the fourth step I was blessed to do. But some other stuff came up. What does that mean? This is a lifetime worth of work. You'll find that out in the 10th step. That's a guarantee. It ain't overnight. It can be whatever overnight. God bless you. I have to continue to take personal inventory. And when I am wrong, I have to promptly admit it. I want to get and stay well, because that's how I can pass it on to somebody else. Because if I'm all jammed up with resentment, how do I pass this on to somebody else? Maybe the mess, not the message. So that's that eighth step. That's the freedom. Freedom to go out and put somebody on the list, as it says. Be made a list of all the people we had harmed, and became willing to make amends, not to one, to two, to three, to four. Became willing to make amends to them all, not the ones that I believe deserve my amends. And the line of sponsorship that I come from, we do more than one fourth step, so anybody you get a resentment with today maybe may help you to see God later. So that's why I be thankful for everything that has happened to you. Because once again, anything that gets me to go to God is a great thing. The great thing. Dr. Bob writes about this. You can read his writings that the fortunate, and my sponsor would say this too, the fortunate occurrence of being in AA, we found out what to do with our resentments. Because there's a whole lot of whoever is running around here don't know what to do with them. Maybe they never even took a drink. But they're out there. And that's why the eighth and ninth step are important, because doesn't mean that other people haven't harmed us. You know, other people have what they have. What did I do? What did I do in that moment? Can I ask God to forgive them as I wish to be forgiven? Can I treat others like I wish to be treated? Can I spot that someone is sick, not evil? Can't do that if I'm filled with all that stuff. So now, that list, the willingness, such a wonderful thing. And that willingness comes from that foundation. I'll say it again, the first step. That willingness comes from the first step. Because without that foundation, without a solid rock foundation, I ain't going out to do nothing. I'm not. I'm simply not. That's why chapter 2 is in the first step. There is a solution. And the solution is God. So if I'm seeking God, and I'm seeking to remove everything that's blocking me from Him, there's nothing I can't do by His grace, mercy, and love. So when that foundation is planted in the first step, I can come to the second step, as it says, come to believe. And now, this is where he would. In the original manuscript of the How It Works, it goes, he can and will to truly, truly make a decision. And all this is a decision. I didn't use the joke. I'm sure you heard it many times about the three frogs on the log. One of them made a decision to jump. How many frogs are still on the log? Three. Just a decision. But a true heartfelt decision means I'm going to keep on going down steps 4 through 9. I'm going to keep on going to live in 10, 11, and 12. And see, I hear a lot, and you know, I'll share on those, a lot about, oh, it's all 12 steps. Well, here's the little inside stuff. If you're living in 10, 11, and 12, that is all 12 steps. But you got to do it to do it. See, I had to do this to get it. It just doesn't come. It ain't about getting it. I have to do it to get it. It's not for people who want it. It's for people who do it by the grace of God. And once again, I beg of you to listen with your heart. Because here we are. We're really in the language of the heart with 8 and 9. Really in the language of the heart. We're in the crevices of it. Because you got to go out and look people in the eye and tell them, yeah, you know, I owe you such and such and such. I'm going to pay you back. And if they say so and so and so and so and so and spit in your face, you got to wipe it off. Say, okay, thank you. I'm still going to pay you back. That's what's required. You know, only it lets me know right before those bunched up 12 promises, because there's more promises than 12. Hope you found them in the ninth step. And there's more than one ninth step prayer. There is. And I hope you find those too. That's what's important about getting a sponsor. And right there on page in the bottom of page 83, it says, you know, as God's people, stand on our feet. Don't crawl before anyone. Major amends, that's the best you can do. Always do your best. That's another spiritual principle that I'm kind of sort of staying in tune with today. Always do your best. So now the action. And once again, I shared about the last fourth step I took about what happened at my brother's funeral. But there was a lot of wonderful people. A lot of wonderful people there who did a lot of wonderful things. But I had to get rid of that stuff. And one of the ways I was able to do that, one of the amends I was able to do was to show up to the group that I belonged to. And to set up, come there at night and set up and not let anybody know. Just some action, as my sponsor told me what to do. Just some action. And I did that for about a year so I could get rid of this resentment. Do some service. You know, service is not being on these committees. That's cool. That's not the only place to do service, you know. Love and service is in all my affairs. That's setting up your group without anybody knowing. That's helping your neighbor next door. We used to play the music loud, or maybe still does, you know. That's minding your business so you have some business to mind. And maybe God will give you his business in 10, 11, and 12 by his grace, mercy, and love. You know, all that stuff. So, once again, I was so happy with that list when the first fourth step that I was able to get to the people who were still alive, my family, my father and mother. And my mother's the only woman I know that told me she loved me no matter what I did. That's important. Thank God for moms. My father was a wonderful man, and I was able to be there and help him out when not only he succumbed to cancer, but he had renal failure before that. My father was a New York City police detective, so he was a very proud guy. went on the force in 1950 when they could arrest you for spitting on the sidewalk. Wow. You know, he didn't like to ask for help, but I had to help him. And I was happy to do that. My mother passed away before him, and she passed away from cancer. And by the grace of God, I was able to be there and be with her and help her up and down the steps because she was so busy a different time taking care of my father and didn't want him to know that she was sick. So by the grace of God, I was able to see that and not be in my own personal stuff. Because sometimes those blinders are there if I don't ask God to remove them. The good news is in steps 8 and 9, by asking God to remove what is blocking me from you. And usually what's blocking me from God is doing service for his creation, for his children like me. That's how I really see God, in the action, not just in the talk, in the walk. And once again, it's something that has to be experienced. It's like me talking to you in Greek and you're not from Greece. You ain't gonna get what I'm saying. You may get my gestures. That's why it's important to listen with your heart. The language of the heart. And especially with your sponsor. Especially. Now, once again, in that I was able to show up, as I just told you, for my firstborn son's funeral. Right out there, I'm sitting there in a daze with his mother, my estranged wife, at a coffin that's smaller than my foot. I'd never been through that stuff. And to do it sober, oh my God, I don't know about you. And that was in 2004. So I was a little 15 years sober by the grace of God. By the grace of God. And that was a vital spiritual experience because he allowed me to see that he didn't bring me to it, not to see me through it. And I did some prayers, some meditation right after that. Once again, by doing what was asked and required of me, getting rid of that stuff so I could be the best tzaddik I could be. In that moment, I was able to show up for a whole lot of things that happened in between now and then. And how was I able to show up? By God's grace working in and through me. See, God's grace doesn't work in me if I'm blocked from it. He's there, but his grace is like, you know, the unearned favor. I didn't earn any. I hear that a lot. You know, I bought my seat in here. God bless you if you can. I couldn't buy this type of happiness. I couldn't buy it. I could buy some pain, you know, but happiness is priceless. I don't know. And I met a lot of persons in my... It is. I met a lot of persons in my life, and I probably could have sort of take their inventory and say, maybe they need to be here. They never made it through those doors. And I met some persons in my life that I would say, they ain't no real... And they never made it through those doors. They died. So God allowed me in steps 8 and 9 by his grace to experience the promise of living in the solution. Because look at somebody, you know, I remember this happened to me in a meeting. It was a guy that I stomped, beat up. I'm going to tell you how we got into it. I saw him in a meeting. And every time I went up to this guy, he walked away from me. I was willing, by the grace of God. And I spoke to another person who had, this is why it's important, to speak to persons who have done this work. Because they're going to tell you the truth. Because they're going to identify with what you say. They're not going to look down on you or dictate to you. You'll find that in the knife tradition, alcoholics can't be dictated to individually or collectively. You start dictating to me, I'm going the other way. Thank you. No, and blank you. Fill in the blank. You know. I heard we do that well. Right? So he said to me, well, you know what, Sadiq? You just got to be ready because he's going to stop running from you. You just got to be ready in that moment and ask God to have you willing to do it right then and there. And it happened. We're very good friends today. And that's only by the grace of God because I don't know about you, man. I was keeping stuff to the grave, you know. I wasn't going to live past 35. That's out the window. But by his grace, I'm happy with it. You know, because only persons who live get old. Only persons who live well can smile when they get old. So once again, the freedom in steps 8 and 9. And what's important, you know, maybe you heard this guy's passed away. You know, Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern, if you dig what I mean. You know, nothing political in that. Just the way the rhyme goes. This follows a pattern. 1 through 9. A friend of mine used to say that. Sadiq, the steps go down because God comes up. You go down. God comes up. I bless him, and he's right. The more I went down, the more. And in these two steps, God always came up because God always put the person right right there when it was time to make amends. Even, you know, I'm busy doing, yeah, let me make amends. Here comes somebody that I needed to really get to. They were there. Never fails. No coincidences. I've learned to stop believing in that stuff, man. You know? Especially when I'm able to take personal inventory. And when wrong, promptly admit it. Because, you know, I say, oh, it's a coincidence. I said, no. I got to be right with God 24 hours. I really do. Even if I fall short. And I do. But I have to want to be right with God. I don't want to stay in that stuff, man. Not today. And I have to share where I'm at right now. Because it takes some time to really see that all that little petty, stupid nonsense is what it is. That's why, how free do you want to be? Is it more important for you to be right than happy? And where do you want to spend eternity? Because that's the question again on page 142. 1 and 4 is what? 5. 5 and 2 is what? 7. 7 steps. Humbly ask him again. Are you willing to take every necessary step to submit to anything, to get well? Stop drinking forever. That's the message of AA. Am I willing to stop drinking forever? And where's forever? Right now. Where do I find utopia? Right now. Where am I rocketed into the fourth dimension? Right now. It don't have to get any more complicated than 1 or greater than 1. 1 program of recovery, 1 legacy of unity, 1 legacy of service. Simple, right? Not for a rocket scientist. So that's why I have to ask myself once again, how free do I want to be? And in the meditation, the question always comes back, as free as God wants me to be. That's why I have to find him right now. Right now. My friend was asking about the sex inventory. Well, it's on page 69, right? The good news about that, it says right there, God alone can take care. But once again, if you have some things you need to take care of it. And make sure you trust somebody when you need to take care of it. That's important, especially when matters like that arise. Because that's a personal thing. Yes. Bless you. That really is personal. At least in my life. I don't know about anybody else. I do my best to live the best that I can through the program of recovery. And through all types of spiritual principles that help me to get better. See, it lets me know that I have to grow. I have to continue to grow. When my friend was telling me, well, he didn't sound like that when he walked in. I didn't. That means the program's working. It's working, you know. As once again, the promise is in the 10th step. Right there on page 84. Oh, and by the way, right there on page 84 is the whole program. If you're running around here without a sponsor. You know, what does it say? What does it say right there? It says, it's God to remove it right away. Share it with someone. Make amends wherever possible, right away. Possible. Get your selfish mind off your selfish behind. Put your thoughts on somebody else you can help. How are you going to help somebody if you're... And the promises again on page 84. When you have entered the world of the Spirit. See, that's what 8 and 9 are, the preparation. You know, you're getting your side of the street clean. One of the promises. We want to keep our side of the street clean. We want to clean it up. And to keep it clean, here comes 10, 11, 12. Promise is, you know, when we've entered the world of the Spirit, our next function is to do what? To grow in understanding and effectiveness. Once again, this is not an overnight matter. It should continue for a lifetime. And that's also with the list. There might be somebody on there that you ain't going to see for a while. That's the preparation of staying in the solution, to be willing to make that amends. Oh, well, I have that. So I got to make those amends, especially monetary ones. Or I haven't heard from them. Well, they haven't forgotten you. Take my word for it. They haven't forgotten you. Especially if you gave them your social security number. They definitely have not forgotten you. So that's the preparation for really, really staying in the spirit. And the good news is, it ain't rocket science. You don't have to be too smart to get this. But you can be too dumb if you can't count to one. And what does that mean? That means before I do anything, I go to God first, and I go to a sponsor. You think, well, that's three. No, that's one solution. That's the perfect release from alcoholism. It ain't rocket science. As my sponsor would say when I asked her about that, and that's something I have to do for a life. Well, what does a lifetime mean? A lifetime. What does a lifetime mean? A lifetime. You know, and I can continue on in happiness and joy and ask for more freedom to pass this program on so I can receive more joy, happiness, and freedom. Paradox, because I cannot transmit something I haven't got. So what does it mean to me? Once again, I can't drink. And I'm not talking about drinking. You got to figure that out for yourself. What does it ask me to do once again? To be available to God. He will be available to me, and I will be able to be available to someone else. How does it help to keep me sober? It lets me know that there is one who has all power and knowledge. That one is God. It ain't Sadiq. And may you, you must, just slip right there. You must, I must, we must find him right now. Thank you for letting me share.